Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. This is your host, Jolie Moore. As I embark on season two, I will admit to being a little apprehensive as to seeing how this goes. I decided to do this project, and I mentioned why in the season trailer, but what I think recently happened that's the catalyst that changed the index cards from that to doing the podcast was I was talking to my therapist, as one does once a week, and I was sort of beating myself up about my dating history. And I was saying to her the thing I was saying to her that I'm so annoyed with myself because when I do any self-reflection on the dating thing I did between like the end of 2018 and or the beginning of 2019 maybe and the end of 2022 is each and every time I entered any kind of relationship with someone, I saw the red flags. I saw the red flags, would probably relate the red flags to friends who I was talking to, and then chose to ignore them. I was talking to her, like, for example, the last person I dated, he said to me when the relationship started in a romantic way that we're sitting in my living room, and he literally says to me, I'm really emotionally stunted, and I really struggle with my feelings. I did not poke at that at the exact moment when he said that, but the next day I said to him, so are you saying that you want to be in a relationship? And he's like, yeah, that's what I was saying. Of course, when the relationship ended, what he said to me is, I'm emotionally stunted. And I was like, yeah, I know. You said that in the beginning. But the number of people who have come in with the red flags, you know, they lie and then admit to the lie. And I'm like, oh, let me still date them. And I see the red flags. And the thing that was driving me crazy is, and the reason that I have stopped dating is because if I see red flags and I proceed ahead with no caution, then I'm fundamentally broken and need to get the hell out of dating. And so I was saying this to my therapist. I don't know why I was harping on this particular thing one day. And she said to me, you keep asking me the same question and I'm going to give you the answer. Do you want the answer? When everybody says, do you want the answer? That's probably no. But I did say yes. And she said to me, the reason that you're engaging in these relationships with these people and accepting their behavior is because of how you were raised and conditioned to be in these kinds of relationships and accept this kind of behavior. And the thing is, I know that, I guess, intellectually, but that was the first time that that hit me and punched me in the gut. And I thought, oh, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not even sure I've recovered from that. And she probably said it like maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago. And I just, the truth is so awful that I really don't have any place to put it, because it means that, like, from my earliest upbringing, I'm sort of fundamentally warped in a way to accept horrible, horrible treatment from people. And that's hard to take, and makes me really grateful to have taken this hiatus from dating. My therapist says, and I may believe that if I were to date again, I would not accept any of the behavior that I have in the past. I am only like 50% sure of that. And so, for those reasons, I am not dating. But it's really made me perceive this sort of index card thing that I was just sort of doing to get this stuff out of my head every day, all day. It's sort of really, it is the catalyst. It has clued me in as to why I would accept this behavior, because 50% of it I knew was bad. 50% I didn't really know about manipulation and abuse and gaslighting and all that kind of thing until a few years ago. But it's so awful to look back at yourself and look back at the treatment that I accepted and continue to move through. So, with that, perhaps then very long intro, let's get to the index card, the first one I wrote, because it's the thing I think about probably the most often when I look in the mirror. Number one, I have a long scar on my elbow from the first time my ex-husband pushed me down. He was angry because I'd beat him at basketball on our driveway. I remember this so distinctly. Like, there's nothing about this that I don't remember. We had bought this house. It was the first house we bought. It was a brick house. And the first thing he said he wanted was a basketball hoop. I guess now that I think about it, he never had one at his parents' house. I actually don't know why. I think actually because the garage was full of junk and they parked on the driveway, so you can never use the driveway. And so he wanted this basketball hoop, and his whole life story is that he could have been a contender. That he had played basketball, I don't even know, like in middle school, and he wanted to play it in high school or whatever, but he wasn't taken seriously, even though he was really good at it. And okay, so that is what it is. Like, I can't go back and change his childhood. It's unfortunate, maybe, but and maybe delusional in retrospect, but not my circus, not my monkeys at all. So I didn't think much of it. Basketball, honestly, not my favorite sport. But let me tell you right now that I am a super competitive when it comes to athletics. Like, I don't like to lose. I bike like a lunatic on the weekends, although there's a lot of other people out there. I don't want to pause. I don't want to stop. I want to like maximize my miles per hour given the distance that I'm traveling. And anything less than that is not acceptable. So, like, I whenever I've played like casual games, like, I can't lose. So, all that said, I'm a little competitive when it comes to sports. And so we decided to buy this hoop. It's one of those like hoops you roll out and you fill it with either water or sand or both. And so it stands up, and we played horse. And I am only like 5'3" and not that big, but competitive. So I was like, I'm gonna effing win this game. You don't get out of my way. I have no skills, but I will win this game. So the thing I have heard about other narcissists, but I certainly know about my ex, is that he can't lose, but not necessarily has the skills behind it to win. So actually, I no longer play any kind of board games or card games with him, or I stopped early on because he would cheat. We used to play with neighbors, and I don't even know what we were playing, either card to Monopoly or something, and he would always cheat. He would hide like how much money he had, or he would like take cards and do all these like weird sort of things because he didn't want to lose. And then when he was caught cheating, would always deny it. So I don't cheat. Like, if I lose, I lose. If I win, great. So we were playing, and I was like, I'm gonna win. And he got really, really angry at, I think, me sinking a basket, which is so rare because like that kind of hand-eye coordination, not my thing. And he was so angry that he literally like pushed me. So this is just like a regular like outdoor driveway made of like concrete, squares. And I was like playing and he pushed me and it was the worst. I'm not the best at falling. Like I actually took a whole class on falling so that you can not injure yourself as you get older, but I'm not great at falling. So I fell on my elbow. It was horrible pain. You know how when you bump your elbow, it's horrible? Imagine like taking your whole like weighted body down on the concrete on your elbow. It hurt like hurt like a motherfucker. And the thing, what happened was I got this huge scar. Like my elbow split open and it took forever to heal, obviously, because it's an elbow and you bend it. And to be frank, I actually never thought about going to the doctor, emergency room. Like the little thought didn't cross my mind. But I grew up in one of those families, unless you were like bleeding out on the sidewalk, nobody was taking you to the doctor. So I didn't do anything about it, but it took so long to heal. It's and I have like scars from all these other competitive things I did, but it's like this long sort of like keloid type scar on my elbow. It is probably 4 or 5 inches long and it remains. And every so often actually people ask me about it. And I remember once when my son was 3, he asked me about it and it was him, me and my ex, and we were standing in the kitchen and my 3-year-old's like, "Mommy, how'd you get that scar on your elbow?" And I said, like, I can't believe, like, this is the life I lived. I looked at him and I go, "Oh, your dad was angry at me because I was beating him at basketball and he pushed me down." And the thing is, like, of all the things that happened, and my ex would, like, refute this in public, I think, but in the house, he didn't say anything. And I remember my son looked at him and was like, "Is that what happened?" And my ex was like, "Yes." And I, like, I don't even know if that was the beginning. I don't know if that was the beginning, but at some point I thought, that can't be acceptable. It can't be acceptable that you push this woman down because she's beating you at basketball and it causes this scar. And like 20 years later or whatever, this child is asking you about it. So, all that said, that's number one. I call it the scar. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.